feeling in my body.
When I call your name,
nothing stays the same.
When I call your name,
when I call on your name, atmosphere is shifting.
When I call your name,
I feel your spirit moving.
When I call your name,
nothing stays the same.
When I call your name,
when I call on your name.
KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles,
and KQJO FM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
I want to encourage you this morning that no matter how difficult things may seem in your life, in this present moment, that God has unexpected blessings where suddenly you get the right job when you needed it the most. Or suddenly you're able to pay your mortgage off. Or suddenly you're promoted on a job without the educational background. If you can endure unexpected tests, God can use them to shift things in your favor. Yes. The thing that's often so misunderstood about unexpected blessings is that they don't happen just because you make a wish. But God only endorses unexpected blessings when there is a crisis in an individual's life. Whether it be mentally, physically, financially, or spiritually. So yes, God wants to bless you and he wants to bless you unexpectedly. But you must understand, watch this, that you will also experience some unexpected trials. And some more severe than others. Elder Dylan H. Oak explains, adversity will be a constant or occasional companion for each of us throughout our life. We cannot avoid it. The question is, how will you react to it? Will our adversities be stumbling blocks? Or will our adversities be stepping stones? One of the major challenges for Christians is not what you deserve, but rather what you don't deserve. What you shouldn't have to go through, or what you ain't gonna put up with. You ever said that to yourself? Why am I going through this? Should it have been me? Your faith doesn't improve by what you expect. Your faith becomes more potent by the unexpected tests that you willingly endure. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, work it for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So your glory is measured by the trials and the tests that you overcome. It deals with resistance. The moment you enter into a gym, every machine that you see builds a certain muscle by resistance. The bench press builds the chest by resistance. The squat builds the legs by resistance. Everything about life involves a test, meaning nothing is exempt from testing. That's why God said, put on the whole armor of God, that she may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And when you put on the whole armor of God, the unexpected tests won't have such an impact on you. Houses are not built to dodge, duck, or run from the element of nature. Houses are built to weather the storm. And if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, meaning he will come, God will lift up a standard against him. So when tests come, do me a favor and focus on the promises of God instead of explanations. And the fact of the matter is that our faith is not really tested until God asks us to do what seems unmeasurable. Bear what seems unbearable. And expect what seems impossible. It was unmeasurable and unexpected when God requested Abraham to kill Isaac, the promised child. But what's so mind-boggling is, when God sends a trial, he doesn't always attach an explanation. It's our carnal nature that wonders why. It wants an explanation. But God has something in store for you. Abraham's obedience was not based on his understanding or his feelings about why God asked him to sacrifice, watch this, his child, but it was upon his faith and trust in God, the reason why there was a ram in the bush.
That's right.
Unexpected tests are not designed or allowed by God so that you will like them. They're not allowed by God so your friends will say, that's okay that you went through that.
All right.
They're not allowed by God so you can understand them. They are specifically and purposefully allowed by God to build your faith in an area that you have not been tested. You don't go to the gym and one work, one part of your body every time you go. Neither does God give you one trial that you like every time you wake up. Why? Because he wants you to be well-rounded. Not just able to deal with one spiritual attack, but every spiritual attack. Yes. As a student, in most cases, and I mean in most cases, the teacher will give you notes and review to let you know what to expect on a test. Throughout the semester to prepare you for final exams. But to challenge you to see if you were a responsible student, one that took time outside of the classroom to actually read through the course material that it took to pass the test, they would often give you what's called a pop-up quiz. Anybody ever had a pop-up quiz? Yeah. A pop-up quiz is an unexpected test that's designed to prepare you for a final exam. Pop-up quiz. You're in the office and your CEO has everybody sitting around the table and he's giving his little speech and your title is supervisor. He looks at you as supervisor and say, I need a cup of coffee. Go down to 7-Eleven, two blocks away, get everybody a cup of coffee. And you wonder, you know how mine does sometimes. Why is he asking me to get a cup of coffee? All the folks out there could have got a cup of coffee. What stands between you and a promotion is a cup of coffee and 7-Eleven. And all he wants you to do is do that. Everybody's looking at you like, please do it. Just go. And you're not even registering that this unexpected test, menial as it is, has promotion on it. Pop-up quiz. Young people, mom says wash the dishes and vacuum the floor. You know how young people do. It's Bobby's time. I did it last week. You have no clue that what stands between you and an increase on your allowance is wash the dishes and vacuum the floor. Pop-up quiz. Seniors. Mom says, me and Pop gonna go on a 2-day outing. I want you to clean the house from top to bottom. This time you're allowed to go in my room. Don't take nothing out, though. I want the house cleaned from top to bottom, and I want the lawn mowed. You have no clue. You're mumbling. You have no clue that what stands between you and a 2022 vehicle is a clean house and a mowed lawn. Pop-up quiz. There are many believers and unbelievers.